Welcome to episode 1253 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about this thing called clutch. That's right, clutch. This is a word that I've used time and time again in my life as it relates to sports specifically. But if you're playing a game, if you're watching something on TV, you're watching an event, a match, and there's certain moments that define a city, define a generation, where something happened so incredible, so powerful, monumental, in the context of the moment, right? Of 1 second left, person has to make a free throw, or someone's got to make this catch, someone's got to make this tackle, someone throws a punch, right? No matter what it is, there's this particular defining moment where everybody can look at that and be like, wow, that was a clutch moment. Wow, that person didn't do that, didn't rise to the occasion. If they were not being the person who could weather that storm, who can handle that moment, that it wouldn't happen. And I use sports here as an example because that's the most dramatic, the most vivid image that we can picture in our head, right? Of somebody about to laid a ball in, right? You want to think back years ago when the Cavaliers came back 3-1 against the Warriors. LeBron James storms down the court. Andre Iguodala is about to lay up. He's got an easy one, right? Steph Curry just passed it to him. Quick bounce. Iguodala's got it. He thinks he has the angle. He thinks he has the advantage. And LeBron just flies out of nowhere, pins it on the backboard, and Cleveland gets it back. They wind up scoring a three, you know, a little bit later, and game's over, and they come back from 3-1 to win the championship. That's a clutch moment. That's a defining moment in LeBron's legacy. And you can find those things time and time again. And what I'm inviting you to is looking at the psychology behind that, looking at the moments where we rise and the moments that we tend to crumble, the moments where we ascend to a place of real prosperity, and then the other times where we descend, where we maybe become victims, where we become hopeless, where we feel like the world is against us and nothing's going right. So this Thursday, tomorrow night, April 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm inviting you to have a conversation with me, a candid conversation. And we're going to be looking at these two dynamics, the resistance of being clutch and then resilience that comes up out of it. So that's my invitation to you. You're going to see that in the show notes. I'd love for you to be there. I'd love to have this conversation with you and see how this can apply to your life and to your business. So all that said and done, remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future. You control your freedom and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.